Today we're reading a story for the Michelin Guide.
Bringing Filipino Cuisine to New York for Nearly 30 Years by Michael Hay, December 4th, 2023. It's rare to find a restaurant with nearly three decades of history, especially one serving Filipino cuisine in America. A pioneer in New York, Chef Dorton describes Purple Yam as a Filipino restaurant with some other Asian influences. It's our own style, but we respect our age-old tradition. It's the approach of education through the plate that's given them staying power. There's food that is ours, and there's food that we borrowed and became ours. In the first group, what is ours is kinila, adobo, and sinigang. The dollar in flavor is a taste of sourness. We use tamarind, citrus, and vinegar. Adobo is a celebrated dish of the Philippines, and Chef Dorton preserves all the hallmarks using a traditional recipe. His chicken and duck adobo magically fall off the bone, bursting with a bright, sour flavor. Other classics include lechon pork belly, roasted or deep fried, and oxtail kare-kare, instant hits among diners. His hometown favorite? Breadfruit chips and Bicol Express. It's basically ground pork, bagong, shrimp paste, coconut milk, and three types of chilies, hot Thai, scotch bonnet, and long green. Other menu items are reimagined, taking cues from the Philippines, but with unabashed verve. Unafraid of experimentation, he puts down his own spin on a ukoy shrimp fritter, bacalao, salted cod, fish cake, and laing, taro leaves cooked in coconut milk. Desserts transport diners to an island paradise with purple yam, ube, mango, and calamansi lime flavors. Chef Dorton proudly sources his purple yam straight from farmers in the Philippines and even names his restaurant after. It's an ingredient that we both love. At the time, people totally ignored us, but now everybody's trying to do ube. Being in New York City, global and local inspiration are readily available. Chef Dorton spends his free time strolling through local green markets, picking up anything from fresh zucchini flowers to breadfruit. Our neighborhood is Caribbean, he says, smiling. They have breadfruit and taro leaves, the same thing that is available in the Philippines. Some diners are surprised that Purple Yam serves homemade Korean kimchi, but it's simply part of his personal culinary journey. Having brought on the now-departed Chef Haejin Kim from Korea to his team, Chef Dorton and Kim would swap recipes and techniques. She learned how to make Filipino food, him Korean. Their collaboration even extended to drinks, including Korean shochu infused with Filipino lemongrass, ginger, cardamom, and turmeric. Why do they use turmeric?
Quite for color. It has a strong taste for turmeric, but most people use turmeric for color.
Responding to critics for not being authentically Filipino, Bessa notes, you are only authentic to yourself at a particular time, particular family, and particular region. We all have commonalities in history and ingredients, but we all have our own version of what that food is. What you get from us is all the things that we love, and we just want to share it with diners. When Chef Dorton started, some food writers would call Filipino cuisine weird. Times have changed. The most common word that I hear is delicious, he said with a grin. Unique. Never tasted some combination. I feel elated. It's so very gratifying. Bessa chimes in, adding, people are rediscovering the place, and that gives him a lot of energy and inspiration. It wasn't always easy. Chef Dorton rose the ranks upon arriving in America in 1975, starting as a dishwasher, then cook, until he charted his own culinary path. Throughout Purple Yam's story journey, it has stayed proudly Filipino. Bessa grins. For me, what makes it Filipino is hospitality and generosity. There's nothing like Filipino hospitality and generosity. There are lots of people still coming to Purple Yam who started coming in 1995. That is the most important thing, your relationship with your customers. Chef Dorton and Bessa's legacy continues beyond the restaurant. Seeing the response and outpouring of support from their community, The couple compiled their recipes and released their 2006 cookbook, Memories of Philippine Kitchens, which also details their country's culinary history along with personal stories of Filipino families. Now in their 70s, the owners continue to pour their hearts into Purple Yam. Chef Dorton says, "It's harder for me now to do all what I used to do, but we keep the same kind of philosophy and principles. It's about hospitality and delivering good food." Bessa adds, "I never take anything for granted. To be able to cook in the city is a privilege. Whatever food we put out, it's the best that we can do. That's always what we have done. There are no shortcuts." As they get older, Bessa is optimistic about Purple Yam's future. "My dream is that somebody will take it over, but I don't know who. I believe that something will come out of this. No doubt with the same innovative and delicious combination that's won over their fans for more than 3 decades.
I'm a west side baby. I'm a west side baby.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit freetime.education/rewind. Text copyrights by respective authors. Audio copyright 2024 by Freetime Rewind. Music by Lord Geo.
I'm from Manhattan. My mama took a couple hits and raised a west side, baby. I gotta make it to the top for my fam. I can't take no maybe. I'm not a younger no more. Time flies so fast, if it like last year I was 1-4. Oh. Life is better than before. Ain't nobody gave me keys, I had to break down that door. Oh. Westside, baby. Westside, baby. Westside, baby. Whoa. Hey, toda la gente que me está escuchando, sigan sus sueños. I want everyone to follow your dreams. No dejen que nadie les diga que no. You hear me? Don't let nobody, and I mean nobody, say no. Yo.